solar aspects. A backcountry rule that's good to follow is, in the springtime, try to avoid south-facing slopes. If you need to travel across or under them, do it early in the morning before the sun comes up or late in the evening when the sun is gone. When the sun is strong during our springtime months, it's shocking how quickly it can break down our snowpack and create unstable conditions. Plus, the riding is typically going to be pretty bad on south-facing slopes in the spring. Immediate sun effect. In the early season, especially in December and January, the sun doesn't have much strength. But by February, March, and April, the sun becomes a major factor in shaping the snowpack. Slopes that receive direct sunlight can quickly weaken, leading to wet loose avalanches or even wet slab avalanches. Wet slabs may fail on a buried weak layer, or once the snowpack becomes isothermal, where the entire snowpack warms to 0 degrees, they can release all the way to the ground. These late season avalanches can be large, powerful, and unpredictable. So what aspects do we have to watch out for? In early winter, the sun mostly affects the south and west facing slopes. As we get later on in the season, east aspects will see the sun effect in the morning and west-facing slopes will get hit in the afternoon. Our south-facing slopes will heat up quickly later in the year, so it's best to go for the avoidance tactic during these warm-ups. Some signs that things are heating up. If we see pinwheeling with the snow, so little snowballs starting to roll down like the photo below, no snow in the trees, and we can easily make a snowball and potentially squeeze water out of it. Even if the temperature is below zero, we can see our snowpack heat up from direct sunlight and start to weaken. Long-term sun exposure can create a sun crust on the snow surface. When the temperature drops at night, this surface usually refreezes. If a storm arrives afterwards and buries that crust, we may end up dealing with a buried sun crust in the snowpack.